The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to just look very briefly at this concept of tawbah and istighfar. You know, these two words in the Quran and the Arabic we use. And sometimes we might, me and you, you and I may use these interchangeably, right? But they're actually two unique words. They both mean two different things, actually. And the Quran sometimes speaks about tawbah first and then istighfar. Sometimes Allah talks about istighfar and then tawbah. They are sometimes used in vice versa fashion. Just like we see this in the Quran, where Allah talks about the role of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as being ta'lim and tazkiyah. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And sometimes Allah talks about وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. Sometimes purification comes and then the teaching, sometimes teaching and then purification. But in the case of tawbah and istighfar, tawbah, if I want to give us the most simplistic, easy to understand definition, it means doing a U-turn in life. It means to return back to Allah, to get back on the right path. You know, we've all done this. We're going somewhere and maybe our GPS points us into one direction. And we take and we're going down the road and we realize, you know what, these maps are not updated. And I'm going in the wrong direction. And so I take a U-turn, I take a ramp, and I come back, going back the other way. Tawbah is that off-ramp and the U-turn we do in life. It's recognizing when we've done a mistake and we want to get back on the right course, on the right course with God. That's tawbah. But istighfar, what is istighfar, you might ask? Good question. Istighfar is to seek forgiveness for the sins done in the past. Right? To seek forgiveness for sins done in the past. Now again, as I said, that sometimes Allah talks about tawbah then istighfar, sometimes istighfar and then tawbah. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first, doing the U-turn or asking forgiveness? Or do you ask forgiveness first and then do the U-turn? What is the answer? What is the process that we have to engage with? As I said, again, the Quran uses both of them. I'm giving you a couple, you know, one, at least one or two examples so we can better visualize this and understand it from the Quran. So in chapter 4, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 74, Allah beautifully says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ. Will they not turn to God in repentance, in tawbah, being resolved never to commit that sin again, and ask Him for forgiveness? So God combines the tawbah aspect, the U-turn, and turning the U-turn back to God and asking forgiveness. Now, is that in that order? Or are there these two things that have to be done? Obviously, that is a different discussion in and of itself that our scholars of akhlaq do speak about. What comes first? Or maybe it's a combination of both. Maybe at certain times, certain things have to be done. But let me move on to another verse from chapter number 11, Surah Hud, verse number 3. Where Allah says, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّئْكُمْ مَتَاءً حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. Allah says, obviously these are the words of the Prophet, one of the Prophets being quoted. Allah says, and that you should ask your Lord for forgiveness for the sins that you have so far committed, and then turn to Him repentant and sincerely, so that He may A, enable you, for you a good life for a term appointed, B, and that He may bestow His grace and bounty more abundantly on whoever is more advanced in virtue and devotion. But if you turn away, if you refuse the act of forgiveness asking forgiveness and turning back to God, then the Prophet has been quoted saying, then surely I fear for you the punishment of a mighty day. So there is a difference, brothers and sisters, between tawbah and istighfar. They're not one and the same. Again, although sometimes you may find them, or the way that people explain it to be, whether in lectures or in books, to be one and the same, but they're two unique aspects. They're two unique ways or two unique aspects of the believer. You know, some may explain it as being the first stage is to empty ourselves from the bad and then begin to wash ourselves to do good. Right? You have to empty before you can fill. You have to empty of the bad before you can fill with the good. If you just finished dinner and your plate has the bones and the scraps on it, you're not going to throw it in the dishwasher like that, right? You're going to empty all the bad, all the scraps off of your plate, and then you'll put it in the dishwasher to wash. You have to remove, you have to empty before you can fill. You have to empty something, a vessel or container of, you know, what's bad in it or what's, you know, old or stale before you can fill it with the fresh. And that goes with everything in life, actually. And so, if you look at it from that perspective, well, we have to ask God for forgiveness and then we turn to Him. Or does it mean you have to turn to Him and as we turn, we ask God for forgiveness? Again, both could be equally valid in this scenario. And it's beautiful in this verse, brothers and sisters, from Surah Hud. What Allah says, He says when He's promised us, not just said it, but He's made a promise that if we engage in istighfar and in tawbah, He will, one, allow us to live a good life until we leave this world. And who doesn't want to live a good life? You know, we all aspire to that. So one thing God, of the three that God promises in this verse, the first thing is that He promises that if we go forth through istighfar and tawbah, He'll allow us to live a good life. Number two, He says that He would bestow His blessings on that individual. Now, alhamdulillah, you know, we know that every minute, every second of the day, we are being blessed by Allah with blessings that which are unfathomable, unmatched. They are impossible to enumerate. But there are levels of blessings, brothers and sisters, that we may not even fathom. And I don't always talk about material blessings. That's one aspect. But what about the blessings of having health? The blessings of having mental health, the blessings of spiritual proximity to God, the blessings of becoming more knowledgeable of this religion. There are so many of the blessings which God gives us that we sometimes forget about them. And the third thing which Allah beautifully mentions, He says, but even more than the blessings, He says that the more that a person is in their virtues and devotion, the more they are trying to get closer to God and more engaged in asking forgiveness and turning back to Him and staying on that path of reform once you've done the tawbah, the more abundant will Allah grant that person. The more abundance will Allah grant that person. Those who have the greater fadl, He'll give more to. Again, not more in terms of material. We should not always think about it in terms of quantity. And if it's quantity, it's also many aspects of life, not just material, it's spiritual, it's metaphysical. But He will grant us more as He promises.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا المؤمنين صل على